We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Ooh. Don't even try. It's gonna be fun.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
All right, Whitney's from Milford. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Whitney, you're a teacher?
Girl. Yep.
All right, you're going to get your class to write some letters for our 12K for Tom?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, that was a no.
Come on, Whitney.
Whitney, we need you. We need you teaching the youth of America the important things in life, like making sure our football player stays on our team.
Yeah, but Whitney teaches high school. If you told me to do that in high school, I would throw a pen at you.
If I said, Dan, you get an A for writing this letter.
Yeah. The only A I got in high school.
I got one for ceramics one time. That was pretty amazing. All right, Whitney, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Whitney has no time for shenanigans.
Yeah, she's over it.
Here we go, Whitney. Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. We will give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. Kennedy with 3,141 wins, 262 losses. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The public memorial for Kobe and Gianna Bryant was yesterday, and it included powerful eulogies from Vanessa Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. And Michael Jordan started crying. It was held in the building where Kobe and the Lakers play their home games. Name that venue.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
They just had the Grammys there, too. All right, question number two. At this time a year ago, Seven Rings was the number one song in the country. Who sings Seven Rings?
Ariana Grande.
Question number three. Which artist won Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the 2020 Grammys?
Is that Billie Eilish?
Question number four. Twins James and Oliver Phelps are 34. They played Ron's older brothers, Fred and George, in Harry Potter. What is the name of the poor ginger family they all belong to?
The Weasleys.
Poor ginger family.
Dan wrote that question, by the way.
Those were two defining characteristics of that family.
It's very true.
And question number five, Ed Helms and Randall Park are set to star alongside each other in NBC's new comedy, True Story. Ed Helms starred on an NBC sitcom before when he played who on The Office?
Bernard Dog.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
You take that for an answer?
That's what he called himself.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Let's get
Kennedy. Bernard.
Yeah, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Now you got it. We're giving it
to
you.
Wait, he's like, I know it all.
Get the whole nine yards.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Damn.
Whitney got 4 out of 5 correct.
Wow, well done.
Nice job, Whitney. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The public memorial for Kobe and Gianna Bryant was yesterday. It included powerful eulogies from Vanessa Bryant. Shaquille O'Neal got a little vulgar with an off-color joke about Kobe. And Michael Jordan started crying. It was held in the building where Kobe and the Lakers play their home games. Name that venue.
Staples Center.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. At this time a year ago, Seven Rings was the number one song in the country. Who sings that song?
Ariana Grande.
2-1. Question number three. Which artist won Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the 2020 Grammys?
Billie Eilish.
For Bad Guy, yes. 3-2. Duh. Question number four. Twins James and Oliver Phelps are 34. They played Ron's older brothers, Fred and George, in Harry Potter. What is the name of the poor ginger family they all belong to?
Weasleys.
4-3. Question number five.
Ginger's got to stick together, right, Kennedy?
Yes. Don't look at us too deeply in the eye. We will steal your soul.
Ed Helms and Randall Park are set to star alongside each other on NBC's new comedy, True Story. Ed Helms has starred on another NBC sitcom before when he played Who on The Office?
A word. Do you need both names?
What you got?
Andy?
Yeah.
You got Andy.
Yeah.
I'll never know his last name. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. If I don't get it, I don't get it. It's fine.
Andy Bernard.
Wow.
What was his nickname again?
The Nard Dog.
The Nard Dog, yes.
I forgot about that.
All right. That's what Whitney remembered, so we gave her that
Oh,
one,
that's awesome.
She did say Andy Bernard after.
That's awesome. Nard Dog. I would give it to you.
I gave her Nard Dog.
All right, Whitney. Unfortunately, with the tie, it means you don't get the cash. You don't get the win. But I do have those concert tickets. You're going to see Walk Off the Earth April 7th. They are producer Dan approved. They're going to be at the Somerville Theater. Tickets are on sale now, but you're going for free. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Whitney, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Katie is in for Redemption Week. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Get real close to that microphone.
Okay.
What was the score when you defeated Kennedy before?
It was either 5-4 or 5-3, but I definitely got 5.
Oh, okay.
And she definitely did not.
Also, you brought some support. Your friend Lindsay came in with you, too.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. You want to kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Lindsay, do you want to follow Kennedy, make sure she doesn't cheat, or do you just want to watch it? Yeah, you want to watch? Okay, stay here. There you can see Kennedy is leaving. She's going into that soundproof studio.
I'm seeing everything.
Yeah, you can see it. It's legit, right?
It is
we don't
legit.
Make, I know. We don't make this stuff up. People think we lie.
A fair game.
It is
I appreciate
a fair
it.
Game. You can see the big board. Kennedy's got 3,143 wins, 262 losses, which you are one of those losses. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. In 2019, there was only one artist who had two singles reach number one. One was the title track from his album Circles, and the other was a song from Spider-Man. Who is that artist?
Post Malone.
Question number two. The owner of the Astros sends an apology letter to season ticket holders vowing to make the city proud again. Which city do the Astros play in?
Houston.
Question number three. Dustin Diamond isn't happy about being left out of the Saved by the Bell revival, and he doesn't think it can really be Saved by the Bell without his character. Who did he play?
Screech.
Question number four. Jason Momoa plays Ozzy Osbourne in his upcoming video for the song Scary Little Green Men. Momoa had one of the more memorable Super Bowl commercials this year where he took off his body. What company was the ad for?
Lindsay knows. My friend Lindsay's sitting there, but she can't help me. I don't know.
All right, question number five. Former NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson passed away at 101 years old. Taraji P. Henson played her in which 2016 Oscar-nominated movie about the three brilliant African-American women behind the launch of astronaut John Glenn into orbit?
Hidden Figures.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Okay. It's not a bad showing.
Katie.
Don't say anything, Katie. Don't help. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. As I've scored this, Katie got 4 out of 5. She definitely got 4 out of 5. So that's 9 out of 10 questions, Kennedy. You lost yesterday, right? For Redemption Week?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you feel them both staring at you? They're surrounding you on both sides.
It's not my day, Dan.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. In 2019, there was only one artist who had two songs reach number one. One was the title track from his album Circles, and the other was a song from Spider-Man. Who is it?
Post Malone.
1-1. Question number two. The owner of the Astros sends an apology to season ticket holders vowing to make the city proud again. Which city do the Astros play in?
Houston.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Dustin Diamond isn't happy about being left out of the Saved by the Bell revival and doesn't think it can be Saved by the Bell without his character. Who did he play?
Screech.
All right, we are tied at 3. Going to the final two questions. Jason Momoa plays Ozzy Osbourne in his upcoming video for the song Scary Little Green Men. Momoa had one of the more memorable Super Bowl commercials this year where he took off his body. What company was the ad for?
I don't remember.
Rocket Mortgage.
Oh, dang it.
Saucy.
I don't think I ever in a million years would have gotten that.
Way to censor yourself on the fly.
All right, we are tied at three. Going to the final question, Kennedy. You get it wrong, you lose. Former NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson passed away at 101 years old. Taraji P. Henson played her in which 2016 Oscar-nominated movie about the 3 billion African-American women behind the launch of John Glenn into orbit?
Hidden Figures.
That is correct.
I'm sorry, Katie, but I needed this today. I'm
she
sorry.
Really did.
I'll let you have it. I apologize. It's been a morning for some reason.
All right, 4-4 is the final score, Katie. You don't get the win, unfortunately. But listen to this. I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see James Arthur April 15th at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale now, so you enjoy that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. Did you have fun?
I did. It was great.
And you will swear to everybody that now that you've seen it, it is legit?
It looks really legit.
It is super legit,
it
right?
It looks legit.
I mean, it is legit. Sorry.
Katie, you're
parking me.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Katie, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You're in her head now, Kennedy.
Only this time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Sam is from Marlboro. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey.
Are you nervous?
No.
That's my
girl. I mean, I probably won't win, but
that's my
she's like ice water in these veins.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sam.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Looking at the big board right now, Kennedy's got 3,143. Three? Is that a three or a two? I can't see, though. Is that a two?
That's a two. It's a dose.
All right. 31-42 for Kennedy, 262 losses, and she is now in that studio. She can't hear any of these questions or answers. Question number one. Wrestling legend Rick the Nature Boy Flair, turning 71 today. Please yell his catchphrase.
Life is good.
And that's why I wrote that question.
Question number two. Sarah Hyland defended the sheer dress her TV sister Ariel Winter wore to their show's Rap Party. Which TV show were they both on that ran for 11 seasons?
The Smurfs.
I love her.
Question number three. Right, Beyonce performed EXO and Halo at Kobe and Gigi Bryant's tribute yesterday at the Staples Center. Apparently, EXO was one of Kobe's favorite songs. Is Beyonce over or under 40 years of age?
Over.
Question number four. Production on Mission Impossible 7 has been halted in Venice because of the coronavirus outbreak. Who does Tom Cruise play in the Mission Impossible franchise?
What are these questions? Okay. Bette Midler.
Yes.
What are these answers is more like it.
Question number five. Chelsea Handler is 45 today. She used to have a late night talk show on E! What was that show called?
Chelsea Lately.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Nobody better than Sam.
That was a great round.
That was the best answers of all time.
Kennedy?
Oh, I always miss the good stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back to the podcast.
Kennedy.
And for that one.
She's a wild card.
Unbelievable.
Sam from Marlboro got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Wrestling legend Rick the Nature Boy Flair, turning 71 today. Please yell his catchphrase.
Woo!
Yes, Kennedy.
Oh,
as
so
opposed
close.
To what Sam said, which was...
Life is good. That's definitely a catchphrase for something. I can't think of it.
Because life is good.
It's a company called Life is Good.
I'm just going to say dad vibes for days. That's what I'm saying about that one. Wow, that was amazing. Ugh. All right, Kennedy, 1-0. Question number 2. Sarah Hyland defended the sheer dress her TV sister Arielle Winter wore to their show's Wrap Party. Which TV show were they both on that ran for 11 seasons?
Modern Family.
Look at you getting a Modern Family question right. 2-0, question number 3. Beyonce performed EXO and Halo at Kobe and Gigi Bryant's tribute yesterday. Apparently, EXO was one of Kobe's favorite songs. Here's a question for you, Kennedy. Is Beyonce over or under 40 years of age?
Under.
38. 3-0. Question number 4. Production on Mission Impossible 7 has been halted in Venice because of a coronavirus outbreak. Who does Tom Cruise play in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Ethan Hunt.
4-0. Question number 5. Chelsea Handler is 45 today. She used to have a late night talk show on E! What was it called?
Chelsea Lately.
That is...
Woo!
Yes.
Rick All right, Ric Flair.
Yes.
Ooh. I sort of say that anyway.
You are, Ric Flair.
5-1 is the final score for Kennedy. I'm sorry, Sam, you do not get the win. I know that's shocking to you and everybody listening right now. But you have won a pair of tickets to see Alec Benjamin on May 8th at the House of Blues. Great new artist. Tickets are on sale now. You're going to enjoy that show. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sam from Marlboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
No woo.
I already did the
woo!
Woo!
Life is good!
Life is good!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.